Okay, so I was just hoping that maybe you talk to me sometime soon, just to, like, you owe me a little bit of money. No hard feelings on shit and whatnot. I'm kind of strapped for cash right now. I'm in a little bit of a low spot. Something's gonna happen. Like, I need cash. I don't have fucking money right now. So, fucking talk to me.
Well, I mean, you're not saying a whole lot. You need to quit the beeping. Hello?
Go fuck yourself, you piece of shit! I want my money back! Why don't you go kill yourself and fucking leave me alone? Like, give me my shit back and fuck off! I'm so sick of this shit. I've been waiting for so fucking long for my money back. I just want to take care of business. All I fucking want. Like, I don't care what your fucking damage is. Because you fuck all the bitches you want. You're a fucking asshole. You're a small dick, so fuck you.
All day, the beeping. The beeping. The beeping. You need to quit the beeping.
I'm not trying to start shit or be a cunt. Just want my shit back. Like, I fucking waited like you asked me to, you piece of shit. Don't tell me that you didn't tell me. I just want my shit back. I want to end things. I want you to get the fuck away from me. I don't want to see your fucking shit around me ever again. I can't even move out of your fucking mom's house, you piece of shit. Like, go to school or get a real job or something. Like, for fuck's sake.
I mean, you're not saying a whole lot, but hear me out. Since you're my friend, I'm gonna buy you a gift, cause you're all mad and shit. But hear me out, cause you're all mad and shit. And, you know, since you're my friend, but hear me out. Other things.
Fuck you!
I wish you'd talk more. I know you're pissed off.
Fuck you!
I mean, you're not saying a whole lot. Fucking chairs. You know how that goes, right?
Fuck you! You're retarded how fucked up you are. I'm glad they even could laugh with you as fucking long as I did. I hate you. I hope you fucking, like, kill yourself because you're a fucking idiot. Just fucking end your life, like, right now. Like, going out drinking, what the fuck? You don't even like drinking, you're a piece of shit, hypocrite. Like, go fuck yourself.
I love you.
You're a cunt.
I love you.
I actually thought that you were something cool for a little while, but obviously you fucking aren't. You're really fucking destroying me of any emotion I ever had in my entire life. I fucking hate myself for the most part. Hope you're really fucking happy about that shit, you asshole.
For all you went according and he did right, Froggy went according and he did right, Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride all the way down to the countryside. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride, I like Froggy.
Idiot, retard, asshole, cunt. Fuck you.
I love you.
Fuck you.
I love you.
Fuck you and all your bullshit. I hope you fucking die.
God, my mouth's really dry. You're not saying a whole lot.
I literally fucking just want my money back. And as soon as I get that shit, good fucking riddance to you, ass.
So, like, I decided that since you're my friend, I'm gonna buy you and your family a koala.
Fuck you.
A koala.
Fuck you.
I can buy you a koala bear.
Fuck you.
But that's expensive.
Fuck you.
Koala bear. But that's expensive.
Fuck you.
I can buy you a koala bear. He can walk around your house and look cute.
Fuck you.
That's expensive.
Fuck you.
Koala bear.
Listen, I don't give a shit about all the fucking deep shit that you're gonna pull or whatnot. But, like, for fucking real, like, honestly, like, Sam's gonna fucking kill you. I'm dead serious. Because if he doesn't, I fucking will. I'm so tired of this shit.
You wanna shoot a bald eagle? Like a goat. Holy fuck. Why do you keep beeping at me and shit? Hello? I mean, you're not saying a whole lot. Hello? I mean, I like Froggy. You're not saying a whole lot. Hello? I've noticed that you're not responding to any of my Mexicans. I mean, I have been sending you Mexicans all day, and you have said nothing. I mean, all day, nothing. I mean, Mexicans all day. God, my mouth's really dry. All day, I mean, nothing. You're not saying a whole lot. Nothing. God, my mouth's really dry. Nothing. Nothing. All day, nothing. I mean, you answered the phone in a really strange way, too. Hello? Why? I mean, why? Nothing. All day, nothing. Why the beeping? Why nothing? You need to quit the beeping. Why the beeping? I mean, why nothing? Why? I mean, the beeping. Quit the beeping. Why? Why the beeping? The beeping. Quit the beeping. Then beeping. Then beeping. Then beeping. Then beeping. You need to quit the beeping. Then beeping. Then beeping. Then beeping. Quit the beeping. Then beeping. Then beeping. Then beeping. Why the beeping? Why nothing? I mean, why the beeping? The beeping. Quit the beeping. Then beeping. Then beeping. Then beeping. All day. The beeping. The beeping. The beeping. Then beeping. Then beeping. Then beeping. All day. The beeping. The beeping. The beeping. Then beeping. Then beeping. Then beeping. All day. The beeping. The beeping. The beeping. Then beeping. Then beeping. Then beeping. All day. Do you keep answering the phone the same way? Then beeping. Then beeping. Then beeping. All day. The beeping. The beeping. The beeping. You need to quit the beeping. So, this girl was telling me, you need to quit the beeping. Why? The beeping. The beeping. The beeping. You need to quit the beeping. So, this girl was telling me, I mean, what's the worst thing that could happen? The beeping. The beeping. The beeping. What's the worst thing that could happen? The beeping. I mean, the worst thing that could happen? The beeping. Really. I mean, I think that's all that we want is the beeping. The beeping. The beeping. All that we want is the beeping. I don't like the beeping. The beeping. All that we want is the beeping. I don't like the beeping. 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 You need to quit the beeping. My mouth is really, really itchy. Like, I am really, really scared. Really, really scared. Like, hello? Like, so, like, I decided that since you're my friend, I'm gonna, like, go into the bathroom and take a razor. Go into the bathroom. Since you're my friend, I'm gonna, like, and take a razor. Go into the bathroom. I'm gonna, like, and take a razor and cut out my gums. I mean, you're not saying a whole lot, but hear me out. Since you're my friend, I'm gonna buy you a gift, but hear me out. I know you're not speaking to me right now because you're all mad and shit, but hear me out. And, you know, since you're my friend, other things. God, I just hope he's gonna eat the kitchen. He's gonna eat the kitchen. Fucking chairs. Things that hold the chairs up and make a chair a chair. Fucking chairs. You know how that goes, right? You know? You're not saying much. I wish you'd talk more. I know you're pissed off. I mean, you're not saying a whole lot. Fucking chairs. You know how that goes, right? You know? I mean, You're not saying a whole lot. Hello? Hello? But, you know. Hello? I love you. Like a goat. God, my toy, fuck. You just go beep. Fuck. Why do you keep beeping at me and shit? You just go beep. Fuck. You need to quit the beeping. Fuck. I always wanted to go to New Jersey. I'm never gonna get to go to New Jersey. I always wanted to go. I think I'm gonna cry now.
Hello, good afternoon. It's 4:12 in the afternoon. I'm calling from the Econo Lodge in the southern tip of the state of Illinois, city of Carbondale. I'm in room 215. The room's in my name, Miss Brenda Karen Brown. Everyone calls me Karen. Karen Brown and Brenda Econo Lodge. I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm trying to contact the Econo Lodge of people all over the world like I did when I lived here in 1996, 7, 8, 6, 9, and 2000, 9, and 2000, 6, 7, 9, 8, and 2000, the Econo Lodge in the southern tip of the state of Illinois, city of Carbondale, 2000, with my little wolf, Mary, is here in Carbondale, and I actually moved here for the first time ever in 1990. I met a friend in Hawaii that brought me back to Carbondale area. I'm calling from the Econo Lodge in the southern tip of the state of Illinois, city of Carbondale. So, the reason I'm calling is the last four presidents have told the entire country to murder me on British movie stars, Elizabeth Taylor, Richard Burton's daughter, and almost every country knew they were doing this to me. They had the entire American police force beat me to death, falsely imprisoned me 20 times in 14 years. Number 7 in 4 years caused September 11th, and they president candidated me about 4 times of their 7 false imprisonments for November 22nd, beaten to death and falsely imprisoned. And now it's 20 times in 14 years. And now, so most every country knows why they did this. They believe Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton put President John F. Kennedy's brain in their baby after he was shot and murdered in Dallas, Texas. So can you please see if you can contact in the country of Italy and see if they can save my life? But I've called the Italian embassy in Washington, D.C. for years and years and years. Almost every country's embassies, I went to Munich 3 times trying to save my life. And my little wolf, Mary, who thank God lived to be 16 years old, I flew her to Bavaria 3 times. The last time the American Embassy rescued us, I was at the embassy with Mary, and they treated me wonderfully. That was the day after Christmas, so I left my city, Philadelphia, Christmas Day 2002, the next day in Bavaria, another Christmas Day, then at the embassy the next day. So they knew someone was trying to murder me, and they even flew my little wolf back free of charge, and it's against protocol to fly pets back. They said Mary would have had to stay in Germany, and they stamped little Mary's airplane ticket. So I was treated very preferentially, but really they should have just kept me there. So now Well, that's what every country knows, is they believe on President Kennedy. If you could please try and do whatever you can to just get me to safety. Now, I understand right now, Speaker Boehner, Republican Congressman in Ohio, the head of the whole Capitol building, so he is in control of everyone in that building, Republicans, Independents, and Democrats, Senators and Congress. Speaker of the House, John Boehner, Ohio. Now, Congressman Mike Rogers, another Republican in Michigan, he is the head of the entire Foreign Intelligence Committee, so like Speaker Boehner, he's a very high-power Republican congressman. He's in control of Republicans, Independents, and Democrats on the Foreign Intelligence Committee. He's the chairman. Now, those two are allowing the Carbondale police to try to murder me right now since I got here in August. I refuse the right to buy food. They're telling everyone to call me a prostitute, crazy, every store in business. Are yelling, kill yourself, commit suicide, terrorizing me, make me leave, refuse me service, keep calling the police, or they said call the police on her, at least they did this to me and my little wolf, Mary, 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000, and I called all over the world then, I mean literally. I was calling every airline, Tony Blair, King of Arabia, King Fahad, and King Abdul took over right after September 11th. As soon as I got Nikita Khrushchev, the innocent victim was released. Now, President Kennedy to me again, I left here to Northeast Maryland where I'm always vacation next door to Vice President Al Gore since I was 7. 1973, we're at Point Beach, across from the big military weapons base, Aberdeen, on the Northeast River. They beat me up, offered me. So 9 months later, they got anniversary of Nikita Khrushchev's death on September 11th, and Bush Jr. was forced to release the innocent victim. I was across the river from the Pentagon. They were having me tortured and beaten up by mostly Africans in a Maryland prison. So then I went home. Now, my point is that right now, so the entire Capitol building, every governor, their police force, and obviously the White House, Senator Obama has used the Carbondale police to try to murder me since 1990 when I first moved here, stopped all over the country, three times in Germany, saying he would take over. He's torturing Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton's Catholic daughter. I'm a U.S. citizen, my parents are British, or Senator John Warner of Virginia's stepdaughter, a 30-year U.S. senator, president of the armed forces. To replay the message, press 1, message saved. There are no further messages.
Thank you. Thank you.